Americans with European ancestors owe our very existence on this continent to science and a reality-based outlook. Columbus, trusting astronomers whose data and calculations indicated that the Earth was round and revolved around the sun, headed west into the Atlantic with scientific certainty that there would be land on the other side. As the journey went on, and some sailors and his crew began to doubt him, the sudden appearance of gulls and terns provided them with scientific data that they were indeed approaching land, so they didn't mutiny. Of course, the many nations long established on this continent that had been doing just peachy before the Europeans arrived had their own scientific reality-based underpinnings. I always chuckle to read that Dr. Edmund Yeager discovered that a southwestern relative of our whippoorwill, the poorwill, hibernated when he found one in winter torpor in the Chuckwalla Mountains in 1949. After all, the Hopi Indians' name for the poorwill is Holchko, which means the sleeping one, and the Pima Indians also knew about the bird's ability to sleep through winter. It's of course critical for scientists to see things for themselves and to require evidence, but intelligent scientists start out any research by finding out what has already been discovered so they don't reinvent the wheel or boast of a discovery that was already well known. But even if Yeager wasn't the first to notice hibernating poorwills, he accurately observed a real situation. Science is the ultimate reality-based discipline, and every bit of progress we've made in this nation's history in medicine, chemistry, engineering and technology, agriculture, the exploration of outer space, even sports and entertainment, has its underpinnings in science. Back when I was in high school and college, scientists were talking about the inevitable dangers of our insatiable squandering of energy, and in particular about all the burning fuels that were contributing so much carbon dioxide to the Earth's atmosphere. Some of the graphs in the movie An Inconvenient Truth came from all the way back in Al Gore's college days. People with a vested interest in selling fuels to burn or automobiles with which to burn them have spent billions of dollars trying to spin this information into non-reality-based propaganda, fought the development of attractive and effective public transportation, suppressed inventions that might have rendered standard automobiles obsolete long ago, and have been shockingly successful in making it sound as if credible scientists dispute the basic data and conclusions about climate change. Scientists question everything. That's what they do. And since the 80s, administrations have used this to delay action on many critical issues, claiming they need more data first. But this current administration is the first I can think of in American history to actually suppress scientific data and informed scientific recommendations in the service of policies that are non-reality-based, attempting to destroy data and close down EPA libraries, suppress scientific reports, such as the one that concluded that the Arizona bald eagle should remain on the endangered species list, and suppressing maps showing the wildlife and other resources of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Meanwhile, somehow we've lost that can-do public will that solved problems by focusing on reality-based solutions, the kind of will that found two different vaccinations for polio, not through financial incentives, both Sabin and Salk, gave away the patents to their discoveries, but simple scientific curiosity and a hunger to make the world a better place. Reality-based policies allowed us to win World War II on two entirely different fronts less than 4 years after we entered. Our country has gone from one that was founded on science and reality to one whose current underpinnings appear to rest on a handful of self-serving corporations focused on short-term profit at the expense of the public welfare. Every day this warm, dry, brown winter has borne testament to a changing climate. Of course, a single unseasonably warm year could easily be a statistical anomaly, but in the face of 2006 being the warmest year on record for the United States and five of the top 10 hottest years on record all occurring since 1990, and considering the huge chunks of ice that are breaking off in the rapidly shrinking Arctic ice shelf, polar bears drowning, huge changes in bird migration and wintering patterns right here in the North Woods, and a host of other inescapable pieces of evidence, it's obvious that the scientists who have been predicting climate change for many decades, at least since the late 60s when I was in high school, are right. We have to decide whether to go forward as a reality-based society and face the problem with our can-do American scientific approach, or whether to allow a lazy minority of people whose eyes focus only on short-term profits to lead us out of the quagmire. I don't know when our American mantra evolved from I think I can, to oh well, what can you do? But it's time to reclaim the best of our natural and human resources and clean up this mess. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.